Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, or shows and tours,
or get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fogg.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fogg. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
In the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Friday, December 31st, the end of 2021. Happy New Year's Eve Day. I'll see you tonight at Oscars. Welcome to KKGXRadio.com or KWXY.com, That would mean we're on 920 AM and 99.1 FM at 9 o'clock every weekday morning, and we're on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM at 5 AM every weekday morning. We're going to wake you up with McGrath in the Morning following us. That'll be just wonderful. I mean for this to be the best part of your day.
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Friday, December 31st, the Girlfriend Factor. It's a homegrown charity. That's important. Please remember them in your year-end tax deductions. They do so much for young women, and they have not let up through the COVID catastrophe. Only $100 earns you a BFF bragging right. Do it online, girlfriendfactor.org. Oscars Dragosaurus New Year's Eve. Tonight, two shows on Tockwitz at Oscars with the world-famous Gypsy emceeing. 125 East Tockwitz Canyon. Go online for tickets. OscarsPalmSprings.com. Creative Arts Temple is streaming brief Shabbat services every first Friday at 6 p.m. They do it on both Facebook and YouTube Live. Check it all out at creativeartstemple.org. And we start off, as we always do in business and finance, with Ascend Insurance. Here's Dennis Van Buskirk.
Hi, Joey.
How are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
Yes, me too. How's the family?
Doing well.
Yeah, but grandbaby went back to Hawaii.
Back to Hawaii until December. I think we can see them in July, but I lost my father-in-law a couple of weeks ago, and his funeral, his burial on Monday or Tuesday, but it was good. We had a lot of, you know, family.
Long life.
It was long life. Yeah. He was a great man.
I lost my radio father, Rick Suppel, and we had his service on the 15th, 95 years old. You know, such a benefit to the Coachella Valley and charities and Camelot Theaters. But, and it, you know, 95, you have to be
95,
great.
I think that's a great age to go.
Yeah. But it was still hurtful.
It's never easy.
Your wife's dad.
Yeah. And he lived, a mile away from us for the last 20 some years. So he was really close to us all, and especially to the grandkids. And so, but he'll be missed. But that's now we got to take care of mom, the mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. How long were they married?
About 30, almost 50 years.
Because so. Rick and Rosine were 49 years.
Yeah, 50 years, yeah.
50 years, both of them.
They just celebrated their 50-year anniversary, so.
And he was alive then?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's a cute story you were telling us, Charlie and I, off the air. When you married your bride, before she gave birth to six boys, what did her father say to you?
Oh, he cleaned out the garage and said, "Hey, if you're taking my daughter, you're taking her stuff." And it was just, you know, the little things, you know, paperwork from school. And she was we were engaged. We were 19, and we got married a week after her 20th birthday. So I got her when she was young.
I saved my children's teeth and locks of their hair. Who's going to want all that stuff?
Oh. It's fun looking. I find my stuff in the garage every once in a while, and it's fun looking at it. I can spend hours.
Me too, and I've got to organize it a little better, or one of my kids is going to back a truck up there and just dump it all. Okay, we had a see, I shouldn't try to be smart alecky. Then I choke. We had a couple Joey Powell questions that were all around the issue of life insurance. Can you be turned down? Do the rates go up, go down? Will you put life insurance in perspective for us?
Yeah, there are many companies that offer life insurance. We specialize in term life and universal life. But I highly recommend the term life, which is the least expensive. The term life, they call it term life because it terminates after a period of time, you know, a 10-year, 20-year, or 30-year. No.
No. Okay.
No. It can terminate when you die. Yes,
oh, okay.
Of course. That's how you get the payout. But you buy a term for a term.
Okay.
That's why they call it term life. And the longer the term, the more expensive the life insurance is. But that's the least expensive way to go when it comes to life insurance. There is usually a physical that's due, but you know, it's a physical that it's really easy. And you know, if you don't have any health issues, you can get a really cheap health insurance, life insurance for like $500,000 for like a 25-year-old for 20 years for like $15 a month, you know, for a non-smoker.
Wow. So, 25 years old.
Oh, don't quote me on that because, okay. You know, but I'm just giving the example.
Okay.
But if any of your listeners, you know, are interested, especially if somebody is buying a house and they want to make sure that the house is paid for if something does happen to them.
Oh, what do you call that? Term life?
Well, there's mortgage insurance, but you don't want to buy mortgage insurance. The mortgage insurance is a little bit different when it comes to life insurance.
Oh.
Mortgage insurance, when somebody refinances or purchases a house, they'll get a whole bunch of different things in the mail, you know, asking them if they want to purchase life insurance or mortgage insurance. And what that entails is the mortgage insurance goes with the somewhat with the loan of your house. It's outside of the loan, of course, it's something separate, but it usually, if you buy a house for $300,000, you get a $300,000 policy. And then as you make your payments, okay, your monthly payments will stay the same, but your life benefit or death benefit will go down as your mortgage goes down. But with the term life insurance, you can still get the same amount of life insurance at $300,000. The premium will stay the same, but your death benefit will stay at $300,000.
And that's so better.
It's much better. And it's actually usually a lot less expensive too.
Wow.
So yeah, you want to, you know, people who sell life insurance, these type of policies, you know, they're commission based and that's all they make their money. So they're going to try to sell you these type of policies. So and as you know, we're never in it for the money. The money will come, you know, if you treat people well and get them the right product and do what's best for them, you know, the money will come. And so it comes back tenfolds.
Agreed.
So that's what we do. You know, we make sure we look at what you need, your, you know, the death benefit, how much expenses. Usually it's 5 to 10% of your annual income is what you need for life insurance. You know, if you have kids, you know, that's depends on how much more money you have. Usually I recommend a minimum of 20 years because especially if you started a family, most kids are out of the house. Well, nowadays, who knows?
Oh, they come back.
They come back. So usually, you know, you can get a 30-year term. And that would be the best way to go. If you're healthy, that would be the cheapest and best way to go.
What if someone's my age?
Well, if someone's your age, mm-hmm. You can definitely get a term insurance, but usually it's 10 to 15 years.
Yes, of course.
20 or 30 years usually isn't available.
Because I'm 75, we all know. Do the math.
And usually why term insurance is so less expensive than all the others is because it most people usually outlive it. Or they let it go, which means they don't make the payment. So only
I had it a long time ago.
Like only 2% of all policies are usually paid out.
Really?
So that's why it's a lot less expensive. Only but if you buy a whole life or universal life, you're going to be paying a lot more for it, but you can never outlive it. So, but my recommendation is it's always been buy the term, the cheapest that's out there, get the protection, and then invest the rest. You know, invest into what we call a Roth IRA or, and you know, in something that will actually generate more income. Because when, if you buy a whole life insurance policy or a type of a variable policy, a lot of that goes towards your premium. A lot of it goes towards fees and maintenance. And you don't need that. Your money's not working for you. It's working against you.
Gotcha.
So buy term, then invest the rest.
Okay, Joey Pals. And I want Dennis to comment a little further. I hear you. You're hollering. 341-3477. But let me ask him this question. People get a lot of these insurance offers. They are bombarded on the television. Are those really as good as they sound?
Well, they're a marketing scheme. I have clients every, not every day, but once in a while call me up. Hey, I just got this this postcard in the mail saying right. I can do my homeowner's insurance for half the cost of what you're charging me.
Okay.
Okay.
And good so, example.
All it is a gimmick for you to call them and to hook you, and then they'll give you the right price. You have to be over 55 when you're like 25. You have to have cards with them. You have to have in a gated community. So there's a lot of variables. They give you all the majority of the discounts that they can give you, which you usually don't qualify for. So when you ever get a postcard like that, call your agent first, you know, and let them know what's going on. Because usually we have this program now that we set up for our clients where we send everybody an email, you know, coming up for a renewal. And it's important for you to look at your policy when it comes up for renewal.
You've
just to make sure
said that.
You're getting the best thing. But when we set somebody up for the first time, 99.9%, we're always given the best deal in the beginning. And usually that company is will continue to be in the best deal. One company who's leading the industry won't usually be the last one in the industry. So if they're in the beginning, you know, the top in the industry, usually they're going to stay that way. If one company increases their rates, you know, 9 out of 10 times, they're all going to be increasing their rates.
And you've told us.
Yeah,
this definitely. Year.
Yeah, insurance. Unfortunately, especially with home insurance. Auto insurance has been kind of steady, which has been great. But homeowners insurance, unfortunately, has definitely hit a new high. And, you know, when there's claims that you've made on your home, and we have talked about this before, if you have to file a claim, before you file that claim, call your insurance agent.
Don't call the company.
Don't
right.
call them direct. And not no. until you get advice from your insurance agent. And then if you have, your deductible, and most of our new clients are changing their deductible to $2,500
from
$1,000. That's, you know, that $1,000 used to be the norm. It used to be $250,500 used to be the norm. But now it was $1,000. Now, as of late, it's been $2,500. The fact is, because you don't want to call in any claim that's minor. You want to take care of that yourself, because what will happen is your rates will increase. And when you have a claim, but that's why you have insurance. But the same token, you got to remember your rates are going to go up. And if you have another claim within a certain period of time, uh-oh. Now you have two, then you're in really deep trouble.
Do you watch mine for me? Because my insurance on my house is with my mortgage payment.
It is. Well, I don't watch it, but...
Should I be watching
you
it?
You should be watching
okay.
it, yes. I mean,
whoops.
I don't have the time to watch every policy. but I always tell my clients, you know, if you're ever unhappy, please just give us a call. And like I said, but I know who you're with. And, you know, they're in the top of the industry and their rates are very still competitive.
My mortgage payment went up like $10 or something. Yeah. And that probably was the insurance.
Insurance and taxes.
And
unfortunately, taxes
yes.
seem to go up a little bit every year as well. There's always something. But I wish our income went up as much as our insurance did. That would sure be nice. But you know, don't be afraid to reach out, because you're right, though, because when most insurance, you know, policies are included in your mortgage payment, you're not aware of it.
No.
You know, you forget about it. But it's something, you know, that we can definitely do at Ascend Insurance. We can, you know, we can shop it and we can help you cancel that policy.
He'll cancel it. Did you hear that, Joey Pals? You don't have to make that dreaded phone call.
Yeah.
Dennis will do that for you.
We'll do that for you. But you do have to make a phone call to your mortgage company. So just to let them know what's going on. Because if they get a note from me, you know, they would say, well, why are we?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? You know, you need to give us permission yes. to talk to them. So,
right.
But anyways, we'll hold your hand through the whole process. And it's yes. quite easy.
Hablo español.
And right now, I know last month I talked about that the health insurance was closing on May 15th, but it has
right.
not. It's going to be open all year.
All
year. So for those who are still looking for health insurance on an individual basis or want to make changes, it's still open enrollment until the end of the year.
How come?
It's a new thing through COVID. It's what they're doing right now. Okay. It's called ADA, and it's allowing people to still get on board to get health insurance. You know, we helped a client of ours last week get on Blue Shield. So it's application is literally 5 minutes, and we can do everything over the phone.
Did you hear that, Joey Pals? You don't know how happy that makes me. You can do everything over the phone. You don't have to go into Dennis's office. He'll do the paperwork for you. You can electronically sign it. Do you hear? There's no excuse for not doing this, but don't try to do it by yourself.
But we do have a beautiful office, so
you do.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's we own it. Well, actually, the bank still owns it,
yeah.
But it's our office, and it's over 1,800 square feet, and it's just lovely. It's right off of the corner of Cook and Gerald Ford, right across the street from the DMV in Palm Desert.
So all insurance questions, call 341-3477. Dennis has never, how long is never? Long enough. Dennis has never failed to give a Joey Pal more insurance for less money or more insurance for the same money or better deals all the way around. He's batting 1,000.
And if you haven't talked to your agent, you don't have that relationship with them, give us a call and
yes.
start the new relationship with us.
Exactly. And if you don't like Dennis, tell me and I'll fix it.
You sure will. You know where I live.
Yeah, I do. Your home's wonderful. 341-3477. Bless your heart. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you to you and to all your listeners.
Oh, yes. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.